Hello, well, I thought I'd do an audio boo about the quiz last night, because it was really good. I don't think I'll go every week, but I'll probably go every now and again. And it was excellent. It started it, well, just before 8:30. I was in the team was me, there was Elise and Martin who got the Buskers Night, and their daughter Beth was there as well. And also Jackie, who was a person who works at the Black Bull, but she wasn't working that night, so she was in the quiz team. And were first of all, they passed around, like they do on quizzes, pictures, which obviously I wouldn't have been able to do, but the rest was questions and stuff. So then at just after 8:30, they started the questions. There was a one on, can't remember what order the one that went in now. The first one I think was general knowledge. That was the first one. Then there was also a round on, cities. Worldwide cities begin with B, and for each question, I think each round was 10 questions. But anyway, the one with cities begin with B, there was each question was a clue to a city begin with B, and you had to guess what the city was. Some of them were like general ones, like I can't think of an example. It would give you sort of a characteristic of the city, and you had to say whatever comes from here and that, and you had to say what the city was. And a couple of them were clues, like, for example, one of them was a friend and someone irritating or someone annoying. And then you'd think what a name for a friend was, obviously, and someone annoying. And that one was Budapest. There was another one which was a loud noise and a male hen, so that you'd get Bangkok. It was good. Then there was a music round, and that was also all the songs. Sometimes apparently it's just general music. Basically, you have to say what the song is and who sings it. And some weeks it's just random. There's just any range of songs, and you have to say who sings it and what the song is. But this time the thingy was cities. The music, all the songs contained cities beginning with B. There was quite a lot of them I didn't really recognise. I recognised... it wasn't cities beginning with B. It was just songs. It was just somewhere in the title, one of the bits of it began with B. So one of them was Michael Bolton and How Am I Supposed to Live Without You? And so, yeah, it was just... because that obviously doesn't have a city, you know, it was just thingy. It had something begin with B in the title. And there was an entertainment round, just ask questions about the telly. And there was a one, I think that this week that was all on the entertainment round. I think they said something that's just general, but this time it was all about, quiz shows. So that was quite cool. And there was, I think that's it, music, entertainment, general knowledge and the cities. And then there was this thing called Lucky 13 where you got 13 cards. It was basically a bingo game with playing cards. You paid £1 to do it. Well, you paid £1 for that, and you paid... if you wanted, well, you don't have to do it, but I did it. You can pay £1 for the quiz, and you got 13 playing cards. Obviously, Elise, she looked at mine for us to see if any of them came up. And we'd call out the card, and obviously the person whose cards, all of them came up, won. I nearly came close to winning, because loads of mine came up dead quick, but I just missed out on winning. But it was good fun anyway. So that was what happened at the quiz. So that is basically it. Can't remember whether I told you the other day, but I heard on the radio that Stars in Our Eyes is coming back, That would be really cool if it actually is. Apparently Harry Hill's going to do it. They said it probably is. So I really hope it does, because I liked that programme when it was on. So, yeah. Anyway, I'm going to post this now. And I'll probably, as I said, go to the quiz again, because I enjoyed it. So I'll say bye for now, and I'll do another boost soon. So bye.